we continue to get feedback. Nye's Hardware Tools and Paint inbox, Nye's big on tools. Hey guys, this is from Tracy. I heard you discussing a dollar amount to give for wedding celebrations. I think I've been way underpaying gifts of money to some folks. Question for you. What is a going rate for a graduation from a monetary standpoint? Understand it would be different for immediate family members, but what's the going rate for, let's say, a friend of my child's? I have a bad feeling that I've been underpaying those celebrations as well. My bad.
I don't know. My daughter was all over the place. Anywhere from nothing, $10, $20 to several hundred. So, it just depends.
I think it depends on the closeness, too. Like, does she know this friend of the friends really well? Is that girl been in their house or boy been in their house and been
right.
part of the
is
family
it best
kind
friend,
of thing?
Or is yeah. it just some girl she was invited to the party?
Did you get any of those weird amounts or 7 or 13 or
an odd number?
I don't get that.
No. Okay. But she did get a card that she could open up in, I can't remember, like 40 years. And I could see through the envelope that it was a retirement card.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's kind of
that's
at least clever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She'll have to put it somewhere and not open it.
I got invitations from friends of mine from high school for their kids that I don't know at all. And it's like, okay, I'm sure they just wanted to send me the announcement and the picture because they look great. And it's just, it's a big celebration. But then I'm thinking, okay, I'm not going to go to the event because it's in California.
How do you feel about that, though? Because I know that happens. For example, Cindy got shower invites or showers, in other states that are hundreds of miles away.
Right.
And in one case, she got the invitation. It was like on a Tuesday and the shower was on like Friday.
Okay.
What?
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But but what do you do?
Well, that could be did you invite Cindy?
Oh
my God.
Shoot.
Oh, I totally forgot. Well, she's not going to come. Just send her one.
So she can send us a gift.
Well, maybe.
Well, is that the case? I mean, everyone's just so worried about insulting everybody. Everyone gets so offended.
I'm assaulted by that.
Right? I want to say I threw a shower for my niece and I love my Italian people. They are so generous. It shocked me. I'd never been to a shower, how generous people are and how that really does give a couple a nice start to their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, incredible.
And we got 4 reviews, if you want to call them that, for the bug assault.
Oh, yeah. So it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. A bug assault. It's like a salt gun that you're supposed to shoot insects with.
Okay.
So it's a gun, you put salt in it, and you shoot insects. This guy says, I've had a bug assault salt gun for 2 years now. I love it. It's a lot of fun. This one says, it wasn't long before my husband started shooting everything from the porch.
Oh, I'm sure.
Which resulted in the inability to grow grass around the porch.
Oh.
So wouldn't that be the whole salting the earth?
Nature's revenge, too.
Mm-hmm.
When you salt the earth, you can't plant anything.
Right.
Right. That's not good.
Wow.
Have you guys seen the tennis rackets that are electrified?
I have one of those.
You have one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone bought it for my son for his birthday.
He probably ran around trying to get everything. Right.
There's some sort of satisfaction in
there
that.
There is. There truly is.
There was one that I saw, and I only saw it once, and I kind of wish I had it. If, there's a spider on the ceiling, you put this device up there and it sucks the spider into it and then you can just get rid of it outside.
Yeah, it's like a vacuum.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what I use is the vacuum with a tube.
Mm-hmm.
And what though? They never get released at Katrina's house.
No, they don't. Actually, there was just one at the top of the shower and Billy was screaming and I had to go in there and I just knocked it down and
right
down the drain.
How do you know if it's a
drain.
Brown recluse spider? Those are the ones that
when your arm swells up.
I was
going
to say, when your skin starts actually
disintegrating.
When it looks thicker than a daddy long legs.
I wonder if there's a characteristic that you're supposed to look for.
I almost grabbed a black widow once. My dad, we were cleaning out the garage. Mm-hmm. No, really, seriously.
No, I believe you.
I did because I was like, oh, my spider ring. You know those rings you always got at Halloween?
And you thought that was what it was?
I thought it was. I go, my spider ring. And my dad was sweeping out the garage and he goes, stop. And he didn't even know what I was doing. And I just stopped immediately and he went over and it was live.
And then he said, collaborate and listen.